There's two more surgical sort of areas I want to briefly ask you about. One is the issue of nodal dissection for patients with colon cancer. We're seeing more and more papers, you know, about this issue and how important it is to get an adequate number of nodes. And so rather than go through that whole thing, because we can tell in our patterns of care studies, people have gotten that message. If there aren't 10, 12 nodes, they're treating it like a high-risk patient.
Right.
But I guess my question is, what do you think is going on there when you see an inadequate number of nodes? How much of it is the surgery? What is it about the surgery? How much is it the pathology?
Well, a well-trained surgeon should be able to do the nodal dissection for any cancer that appears in the colon or the rectum. We know that humans in general vary in the number of lymph nodes that they have. But we also know, so now there are three variables. There's the patient variable, which is probably the least variable. There's the surgeon variable, based upon the surgeon's expertise and surgical technique. And then the third variable, Neil, is the pathologist. The pathologist has to take the time to meticulously dissect the specimen to get as many nodes as they can find. Those three variables, especially two of those variables, the surgeon and the pathologist have to work together.
I guess the one I haven't been able to follow, not being a surgeon, is when it is related to the procedure, what is it that they're doing wrong?
Well, when you do these operations, you do the operation based upon the lymph node draining area of the cancer and where it is in the colon. So let's take, for example, cancer that appears in the right colon. Say it appears right smack in the middle of that right colon. Well, people could say, well, why not just take out, you know, with a couple of centimeters on either side, that cancer, and then it's gone. Well, that whole area on that right side drains into a lymph node basin that includes everything from where the ileum goes into the cecum to the hepatic flexure and a little bit beyond. So all of that has to be taken for the lymph nodes that are drained in that area where the cancer is. So that if the cancer is going to spread into those lymph nodes, you want to make sure you get the lymph node basin that that cancer and that colon is draining to. That's the reason for the surgical technique.
I've heard people say, you know, for practical purposes, we have a case that has less than 12 nodes. Like oncologists, I've heard say this. We send the pathologists, you know, back to the lab and they almost always find 12 nodes. Is that your experience?
Well, my experience is I'm fortunate enough to have a pathology department that we get good lymph node clearing. But my experience in other places is that, yes, the surgeon will say, look, I did this mesenteric dissection. You only got 10 nodes. Can you look harder? And pathologists will come up with more nodes. It's an issue of looking harder. If it's 12 nodes and it's only 12 nodes and that's what the pathologist says, I've done my best, and the surgeon says, I did the operation, then you got to deal with 12 nodes.